Audio tour stop number 8, Walker's Creek, Water Wall and Dam, History of Grist Mills. The next section of the URA Trail will go past an old dam and water wall in the United States Forest Service Walker's Creek area. Although we aren't sure, it is likely that this old dam was once part of a grist mill. Grist mills were historically commonly found structures across the URA landscape. These mills used water power to grind corn and wheat into cornmeal and flour, which were very important food items for early settlements in the area. As early as the late 1800s, with the invention of the mechanical reaper, wheat and corn production were moved out west where fields were flat and not nearly so rocky as our URA mountain area. As transportation by railroad became a common occurrence, local residents were able to get corn and flour more cheaply at general stores, as many grist mills of this area were abandoned. The old dams, millstones, and even some of the larger mill structures remained in many areas. There have been many efforts in this area to remove some of these dams no longer in operation to help with fish passage. Not far from here on the URA River stood the three-story Lassiter Mill and Dam. Until 2013, when the structure collapsed, in 2014, American Rivers and the United States Fish and Wildlife Service worked with the landowner here to remove the dam as well. This dam removal on the URA River is particularly important as American shad once spawned here and now can again. American shad are anadromous, which means they spend most of their life at sea and come to freshwater to spawn or reproduce. In some parts of their range, they may travel more than 500 miles upstream and inland to their spawning grounds, many returning to the same spawning grounds every year. As part of a relicensing agreement on the Yadkin Pedee River, American shad will soon be carried above Tillery Dam. As this is the only dam on the URA River, this will open up miles of river frontage for shad spawning once again. In early settler times, shad runs were critical for survival, as they came in early springtime when winter food stores from last year's harvest were dwindling.